You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Before we begin, I have something to say, Pat.
All right, Joe. That's the object of the show. For us to have something to
For
say.
For thoughts and that's opinions. Good. That's why the people that's flock to this that's podcast.
I never looked at it that way.
Yeah, that's right.
That's good.
Yesterday was SUNY.
You know, Pat's got a good point.
I'm glad because last week you had damn near nothing
If
to
you
say.
Cracked the microphone and said, Patrick, I got nothing.
I got a lot to say to tell
yes,
you the truth.
Yeah, right. Okay, good.
Okay, yesterday was SUNY Lee Day at Lake Phalen.
Yes.
And a bronze statue was displayed, unveiled
okay.
of her.
And didn't I only look much like her from
pardon?
What I could, I didn't look much like her.
Well, that
from what
you
I could
see,
tell.
You're just stepping all over me.
No, okay,
you're stepping
just,
all over
that
me.
Was just a random thought. Not the first time in 40 years.
No, I'm so used to it, but damn it.
Okay.
I was going to say, I like it because it looks like her.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well,
it's not like
good.
When the Twins hand out a bobblehead.
Yeah.
No,
or,
they just decide who like that looks
the,
like.
Right.
Or like when the Twins have a statue. And,
doesn't look like anything like him.
TK, they made TK look like a gorilla.
I thought the statue looked very much like SUNY Lee.
Oh, okay. Well, I looked and just casually, so...
And the Pioneer Press had a great headline,
yes,
if you're
going to
play tricky headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Winner of gold, pleased by bronze.
That's good.
Something
very
like
good
that.
Headline.
Yeah,
the art of the great headline is still out there. It's
Sugar Sweet Victory is for Ken Hodges. Not Ken. What the hell's his name?
Lee.
Hodges.
Lee Hodges.
Okay, I got something to say about him.
Okay, oh, I'm good. Ready. I'm ready.
I think... that any golfer under the age of 30 can win any tournament at any time. I think that he's typical of the golfers under 30 who had not previously won.
I ran a list with my column of the first-time winners since 2019 when the 3M Open started. Not just the 3M Open, all of them.
You got it in here today?
No, it didn't make the print. But he was 56th. There's been 56 first-time winners.
That's kind of resting my case.
Yeah, there's about 10 or 11 of them. This was the 11th one this year.
Had you ever heard of Lee Hodges?
No, I had not. I got to admit.
Neither have I.
I had never heard of him.
But he's what, 27, 28?
Years old. He came through the Corn Ferry.
Right.
This is only his second year. He's an Alabama kid, little town in Alabama.
Right on the border up there, you said.
Yeah, he's in Huntsville and up that area. And then he transferred to Alabama. And the Tide have enough money down there that when their former player appeared as though he was going to win, they got the school jet and mm-hmm. flew the coach mm-hmm. and his agent mm-hmm. and a couple other guys up here to watch him and give him a milkshake when he won. That's their tradition. You know,
right.
They had Justin Thomas, this guy, Jay Sewell. I talked to him. And
Justin Thomas was Alabama?
Yeah, he was at Alabama, National Player of the Year in 2012 or something
huh.
like that. I think he left early, obviously, but yeah, they had him. And they just do things a little different down there. They don't throw their pennies around. But they were going to fly Hodges and his caddy back home so they could be home for a few days before they go to one of the Carolinas for the last...
The Wyndham?
Where's the Wyndham at? South Carolina, North Carolina? Somewhere. I don't know. One of those two.
I guess what I'm saying
is... I mean, the guy played great. But, Joe, they... the greens got... Last year, the wind blew and... a couple of times the wind has blown on the greens. They've been managed to get the greens hard, but the greens were soft because of the rain.
Right.
And then the wind blew only for a little while Thursday afternoon. Didn't blow beyond that. And they were just destroying this place. And then the PGA, you know, the short par four, right? Well, the short par four has become sacred in golf.
I think it's kind of fun.
It is, if it is designed to
be a short
punish
par four.
You when you miss the green, right? If you, there's that green. It's only 300 yards.
But it's surrounded by sharks.
Yeah, right. That's right. There's animals.
Right, there's bears and stuff.
Waiting to attack you. Well, this, the par four 16th,
right.
411, it's just a par four.
Right.
And they reduced it by 100 yards Saturday. And so Saturday there were 48 birdies, an eagle, and one bogey from 73 players.
Right.
So obviously it's not much of a challenge.
Right.
So they do it again Sunday for no reason. Now there's 50 birdies and two bogeys.
Mm-hmm.
So... That's stupid. Well, that's not it to make them say, okay, let's make this hole 100 yards shorter for no reason except, okay, do it on Saturday.
Yeah, but fill me in here. There is no danger if you miss the green?
Virtually none.
Some traps? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice size green, and there's some traps. But
no vicious animals?
No,
or...
And if you hit it, if you hit it up there, you're chipping within 8 feet anyway, even if you don't hit the green. So the final total of this challenging short par four, 98 birdies, three bogeys, and an eagle.
Sam Ryder won a tournament?
No.
Okay, he's another example of what I'm talking about. Sam Stevens, you ever hear him?
No.
Okay, he's in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Is JT Poston ever won?
Yes, he's won, and he was...
But he's got to be over 30.
At the British Open, he was on the... Yeah. He was among the mentionables.
Well, he cost himself a $250,000 yesterday on 18.
Hole, yeah.
Okay, well, that's my speech. They're all so good that anyone under the age of 30 who gets a tour card can win a tournament.
Yes.
Every one of them.
The other thing is, LIV, you got your 48 players.
Mm-hmm.
And you got 20 of them that matter, maybe 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
18, 20 of them we've heard of. Well, there's 28 of them that would have been playing in this tournament that are vaguely familiar, that would have been playing in this tournament if LIV didn't exist. So that kind of changed. That... I'm not saying that really hurt the quality of the play, but it certainly made you look at the list all the time and say, who the hell is this guy? Who the hell is this guy? Who the hell is this guy?
Right? You were, at the beginning of the tournament, somewhat invested in Aaron Baddeley.
Oh, I was going to...
You were looking good for a while.
I know, I was looking. So I talked to the guy Tuesday. You remember him.
Sure.
As an 18-year-old amateur, he won the Aussie Open, beating Greg Norman and Colin Montgomery and the whole crew, right?
Yep.
And then there were these incredible quotes, like Gary Player, who's always still full of crap all these years later. But he said, he's the best young player he's seen since Jack. He has the same abilities as Jack.
Right.
And then Peter Thompson, the first of the great Aussies, said he has a better swing than Tiger Woods. And then he just kind of, he won four times fairly early, and he just kind of wandered into mediocrity.
Right.
So I'm looking for somebody to write about on this list, and I say, this guy, I'm going to go talk to him. So I get him, talk to him for 12, 13 minutes.
Is he a nice guy?
Oh, a really nice guy. And at the end of it, I says, so did, because I'd read on his bio, he's got six kids.
Really?
All J's.
Yeah.
Very religious.
I don't do that.
All J's. They're running out of J's. They got Jadix or something.
Yeah, that's not. That's foghornable.
Jedediah.
Yeah.
They really
are. Jebediah.
Yeah. He's a very strong Christian. So they tried to kind of get bad. They found some guys in the Bible that none of us even knew existed.
Just like looking at the leaderboard.
Yeah, right. It is. So anyway, I'm getting ready to sign off. And I said, do you bring your family? And he says, yeah, they're down in Waseca today. My wife's best friend is from Waseca.
I'll be damned.
He's down there. All the kids are down there. Well, they were college roommates at Arizona State. She was from down in Arizona. But this kid, I like her. You know, she got a goofy first name. But she, you know what I did to track her down?
Hmm.
Called Tink Larson.
Oh, yeah,
really?
The 80-year-old baseball coach. I said, Tink, you ever hear of this person? He said, I coached her husband. I coached her sons.
Wow.
I know him. I'll get her number for you in 2 minutes. He called me back. So anyway, I got a hold of her, and they were college roommates, and they stayed together the whole 4 years. And then she came back to Waseca, and then her friend said, I've started dating this golfer. He's a really good guy, nice guy. And anyway, so the local angle appeared from the heavens.
Shining down on you.
Even for a golfer from Australia, for goodness sake. So anyway.
That's pretty good.
But then.
Plus he's in his 40s now.
43.
Yeah.
So I announced when he was like tied for third for a while, right? Now, it would have taken a collapse from Lee Hodges.
Yeah.
But I announced, if Aaron Baddeley wins this tournament, I'm retiring because this will be my greatest random column ever.
Right.
And I picked this guy out who missed four out of five.
And he had a hell of a tournament.
He did. He ended up. You know what you get for tied for seventh now?
He got 240 something.
245.
Yeah.
That's
not a bad week.
Good. They're paying pretty good.
Where's he? Does he live in this country?
They live in Scottsdale down there. They live in Arizona. Yeah. But, he's really been over here all of the whole years. He just keeps grinding it out on the tour. And
You can make a good living not winning.
Yes, you can. But he's...
Look at Brian Harman.
He's had a few years where he was really bad.
Yeah. You
know, missed a lot of cuts and... It wasn't really doing it. I think he was. I think he had to regain his card once or twice. So, nice fellow, and it was nice to see that he could do that. But that golf course, it's hard to get him in trouble. There's not quite enough.
Well, there's a lot of water.
Yeah, there is a lot of water, but if you don't have the wind blowing. Like 18. They did get a bunch of balls in the water in 4 days, I guess 79 on 18. But that accounts Thursday and Friday, too, and then we had 156 guys out there. But if the wind's not blowing, they're not going to hit a shot too short, right?
I got to ask a dumb question.
What?
I've been out there. I've never played it.
Mm-hmm.
You've played it.
Yes.
That's where you broke somebody's leg.
Yeah, Wayne Levy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was brought up several times.
Is all the water man-made?
I think most of it. Yeah, I think it
is. But there's fish in it.
Well, yeah, there's some. I wonder if they stock it every year, because I don't think they're deep enough to make it through the winter, if we had a good winter. So I don't know, maybe they stock it all the time. But it was a sod farm. So what are the odds of... those ponds?
Yeah.
I know they build that lake in the front there, I think.
Yeah.
So,
because Finau and his 30 or 40 kids, they went fishing there or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Did you watch much of it at all?
A little bit, yeah.
He never got the ball to the hole all day. It was always like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, another little... Tony, the greens are really slow. Come on, let's go here.
I only had the attendance question earlier in the day because I told Such this earlier, but I was listening to the last part of the ball game / post game yesterday afternoon after I was driving home from our game, and I heard them running an ad. get your tickets for the 3M Open. And I thought, it's 4:30 in the afternoon on Sunday.
Somebody not scheduling the ads.
Okay,
properly.
I just thought maybe I'd ask you today because I didn't know maybe if they were hurting for attendance.
I did tell you earlier that was just bad radio.
Yes, yeah, that was.
I know, but I was bringing it up on the show to patch.
Judley told me, however, he was listening to the post game and that Atterbury took a pretty good stripe out of the Twins. Atterbury and Gladdy.
Really?
He had Gladdy on and they went after him. No, he was saying Friday he took a good stripe.
Well, how disconcerting is it to go to Kansas City and get swept?
Extremely.
Yes.
Joe, I stated emphatically on Twitter, on the radio, everywhere else. That loss last Tuesday was not your average loss.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bad
loss.
That
has some effects on you. It was criminal. You're ahead 6-2 going into the eighth, and later research revealed that the Seattle Mariners had not won a road game, which they trailed by 4 or more runs starting the eighth inning since 1991.
Wow.
They had lost 540 straight road games.
And we found a way.
But not only did we found a way to urinate that game away, struck out 18 times in the process. That's what I said is inexcusable.
And you prophesied that I said bad things are going to happen?
I prophesied they'll finish 13-47 in their last 60 games. Now, I don't think, I was exaggerating slightly.
Really?
But they're not good. Yeah. They're not good. Now the pitching is kind of, coming. Maeda was good again yesterday.
Well, here's another test. You're going into St. Louis, which that much better than Kansas City.
No, and they're trading there. They're trying to trade people, too, St. Louis.
Hey, what's happening with the Mets?
They're awful.
They're getting rid of...
No, but they got rid of Scherzer.
Yeah, they'd love to get rid of Verlander.
But Verlander has no trade, so he can have a say
Scherzer
in this.
Well, Scherzer did also, but he was willing to waive it.
He went to Texas.
Yes. Correct.
Here's the highest payroll in baseball.
He's trying to get out from under now that they,
they stinks.
Puked.
They stinks.
He's trying to get out. This Cohen is trying to get out from under this incredible tax he's going to have to pay for being way over their whatever there are, So,
stinks.
They're giving up.
That's all I got to say.
We stinks.
We stinks.
In fact, somebody put together the list of all of the players now, after the Scherzer trade, all of the players that the Mets are paying that are no longer on the roster.
Really?
And it's lengthy, including our guy Eddie Escobar. They're paying him, even though he's not on the team anymore. All the way down at the bottom is still $1 million for Bobby Bonilla.
Really? But Joe, they paid, I think he's owed 58 or something, Scherzer?
Yeah.
Or 50, they're paying 38 of it.
Hmm.
They're paying, the bulk of it. I don't know if you move that salary, even though you're paying 38 of it, if you can take it off your books as far as salary caps.
And to the point where the hang-up on the trade, Joe, of Max Scherzer was the Rangers desperately wanted him to opt into next year at a sum of $43 million for one season of baseball.
Kansas City's got a player I'd take.
Witt. He's a good player.
Bobby Witt.
I announced even before this weekend that they could have any two Twins position players if they give me Bobby Witt. They could have any two.
Yep. I don't think they'd take you up on that.
Now I think I'll make it three. You can have three. but here's what's distressing. Our guy Johan.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on there?
I don't know.
You start the bottom of the 10th. You got a one-run lead. And they start with the free guy at second base. They get him to third with one out, right? Or two outs, I guess.
It was one out.
He's still at third with two outs. And there can only be one thought in your head. I got to end this inning before Bobby Witt comes to the plate because he's already got three hits today. And he's obviously figuring out. He ends up walking two chumps and then gives up the grand slam.
Mm-hmm.
Awful. Awful. Awful.
That's a hell of a walk-off victory when you hit it, when it's a grand slam.
Yes, it is. And a 102-mile-an-hour pitch that the guy turned on.
Mm-hmm.
But Johan, he's not Johan, Johan.
Johan Duran.
Johan, not Johan. I'd rather
Has he got the tattoo right there?
Yes, right.
Yeah.
cross.
Don't we got to turn off the lights when he walks in?
In fact, that came up yesterday because I had asked the former White Sox closer yesterday, how come are you going to file a grievance because you didn't get the same theatrics to come into a game like Johan has to come into the Twins game?
I'd end that, by the way. I'd say, you're not getting
you're
that.
You have to start getting them out here.
Yeah, you're done. We're leaving the lights
no
on.
No more. Yeah. No more. It's kind of like when, stuff disappears. I heard a Happy Trails the other day. Did you hear that?
I did not.
Somebody at the Target Field, and that's TK made him get rid of that one, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that story.
Yeah. TK, they were, the 87 playoffs, right? Wasn't that when they were playing it?
And TK made him stop doing that?
Yeah, TK said to him, don't do that.
Oh, as a sign of disrespect to the other team.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they finally stopped. But maybe it was next time around. He said, don't do it.
Hmm.
I watched, everybody bugged me enough that last night I gave a try for that Netflix.
The quarterback.
I gave it 45 minutes.
And it includes your guy Mahomes.
No, I know. I gave it 45 minutes and said, see you later. Mm-hmm. There's nothing on there that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
There was no insight to anything I wasn't aware of. So, see you later.
And
I'm not
watching. They say it's a look in the background of these guys, but it's mostly game action, right?
Yeah, and I don't think when the Manning brothers or whoever's behind this decided to make this, I don't think they had you two in mind.
I guess
no, not. No. No, I'm sure it's enormous ratings, but I don't really care. Although they say that Pat Mahomes could teach a guy about using the F-bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he can. They all can. Well, not our guy. He says golly and
gee whiz.
Dang it, stuff like that, which is fine. But I already knew that.
He probably went to the Barbie movie. Probably, wouldn't he?
He's probably got kids he might have taken
to the Barbie movie.
Yeah.
I got to ask you this.
The former producer of Monday Night Sports Talk took in the Barbie movie.
He said he went twice.
Twice.
He says the second time answers all your questions.
They're going to have to have a sequel.
Oh, God yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yes.
Is Ken going to be cheating on Barbie?
I don't know. They're going to have to figure out a better storyline, I would guess.
And Kenny, he has terrible things to say about the Barbie Kens. I can't.
Of all the feuds, of all the positions that the Grand Old Party has staked out, the January 6th, it was just a bunch of guys having fun and all that stuff. And, that's taking on Barbie might be the
stupidest. Why did you get mad at Barbie?
That was the stupidest thing you've ever done. Everybody in America is going to see Barbie and saying, that was fun. And we're saying, it's terrible. It's pro-Chinese.
They use the word patriarchy.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, patriarchy.
I got news for you. I know some 7-year-olds who weren't counting the word patriarchy.
How many times do they want to go?
One of the originals who went has already seen it
a second time.
But the others haven't seen it yet a second time.
No.
I'm sure they will.
You know who went? Judd.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Did he go with Ruck?
He doesn't even have kids.
I know. The bride talked him into going, and he said it was okay.
Yeah.
But he said, I went where the Twins were playing, so I didn't have to watch them. So
yeah. All right, well, I'll give him that.
That was another benefit.
But we're right in the thick of Viking training camp, and he went to the Barbie movie. Wow.
The Viking training camp, Egan, it's nothing.
No.
It's nothing. It's Mankato was an event.
Hey, tell me the Dalvin. Why is Dalvin gone?
We didn't want to pay him.
Okay.
Yeah, salary cap.
I think that's a mistake.
Neither does anybody else right now, apparently.
What's wrong? I thought he was good.
I do too.
He was good.
I think they're going to miss him personally.
He's probably trying to get double figures, and they're probably only offering him 5 or 6. The running backs are absolutely screwed,
Too many of them?
I don't know. They just don't care. They don't care about them. They've decided it's easier to advance the ball by throwing a little 6-yard pass than it is to
You can't beat a good running back.
Running out the
guy. I'm a running back guy.
Yeah, right.
I like a running back.
You see the guy with the Giants, the best one there is because he's a pass receiver too. Barkley.
Yeah.
he had to take the and the, what do they call it?
They bumped him up. They gave him another more whatever it was.
A million more. But when they put you on the
pup list,
on the not pup list, when they keep your rights, what do they?
The franchise tag.
Franchise tag. And you got a. He had a chance to not accept it. He took it because the running backs' average salaries are going down. That keeps going down mm-hmm. for the running backs too.
So. Do you you follow that Super 70 Sports?
Yes, they're pretty good.
He's funny.
Yes.
He had a picture of Dick Butkus the other day with Butkus's wife, mm-hmm. who had the really bad hair.
Yeah.
And the caption was, the Bears were so cheap, Dick Butkus saved money by cutting his wife's hair. Did you ever see the picture of Earl Weaver and his wife?
I gotta see this one.
Who had a cigarette that's about 10 feet long.
Is that the first one or the second one?
Oh, she had raven black hair. Looked like shoe polish. And
yeah, that was his greatest quote ever.
Oh, God.
Mike Cuellar was pitching horrible. And late in his career was pitching horrible. And Earl took him out of the rotation. And one of the Baltimore reporters said, how can you do that to Mike Cuellar? And
yep.
Earl said,
I treated him better.
I gave him more chances than my first wife.
Yep.
I got to find the Dick Butkus photo.
Fantastic. His wife's got the bad do, man. It's like she sat under one of those things at the beauty parlor where your hair came out all lacquered up, rigid.
Do you remember Gene Cady's wife?
No.
Remember Gene Cady's wife?
Gene had the bad do as well.
Gene had terrible do because he blackened it like Hitler, made it look like Hitler. It was Hitler's hairdo. He didn't have the mustache.
I think there are two local anchor people who dye their hair black.
Okay.
Shoe polish black.
All right.
Just I won't name them.
No.
Just two of them. They might be married.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. Well,
but we still aren't
going to name them.
You're not going to name them. You refuse to go that far.
But they got some black hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's you know, they probably aren't given any option either. We want you to look young here, mm-hmm. damn it. So
you're not finding it, are you, Reeves?
No, I can't.
Hey, why did I call you last Friday?
To say, let's not do a show.
I just saw the Dick Butkus picture.
With the wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's a Chicago guy.
Yeah.
Isn't that where he's based? So he loves taking shots at all the Chicago teams.
Oh, Illinois.
They're but so that wife's cute. Got the bad doom.
She really does.
Yeah.
Yeah, why didn't you call? Well, you were on the show on Friday.
No, but when I called you back, because we brought something. What did we
Yeah, because then he yelled at me. He's like, why are you on the phone? Because we were in a break. I said, well, Royce, you wanted to call because he doubted your interest level.
Yeah, what were you tearing me down for?
It was something. It was something that I think it was last Monday. It was the talk of sports. And you looked at me like, I said, you know, the best idea they ever had was to put him and I together.
Oh, that's what it was.
2 hours every afternoon.
I had a GL.
To talk about sports and him saying, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, Joe, no, I don't. I remember what it was. You came on GL on Friday, and you brought up the PJ Fleck story that was online of 24/7, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Joe had no idea what you were talking about.
I sense his lack of interest.
And then I called him back and said, yeah, that was a hell of an idea they had. Put Joe and I in there together for 2 hours.
You knew you were.
How long did that last? Those were the longest.
Couple months.
Over 40 years.
It lasted a long time.
But you knew you were in trouble during those 2 hour sports talk during the week when Joe would be looking through his show prep for GO.
Well, that was the worst part when Joe was the 4 to 6 guy.
Getting set up.
Preparing garage closets while we were talking sports. The dead air in that show.
A lot of nodding from Joe. A lot of nodding.
Hey, go back to the Fleck thing. I got to say something in my defense.
Yes.
I didn't know what the hell you were talking about or what site it was on.
Yes, okay.
I couldn't find it.
Oh, my God. Our office, yes. Right.
Then I did find it and I read it.
I doubt the mayor's sincerity.
It was boilerplate.
The only stuff. Thing we ever accomplished really with that show was we launched.
What did we launch?
The gallants with CBS Sports.
Jamie Erdahl.
Jamie Erdahl. Yeah.
We launched her.
Yeah, she's having the last laugh.
Mailing out.
Sports person of the day.
She said, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
That's all we got for you. I'm sorry. We'd let you prepare the show, but we don't have an idea what the hell we're going to do anyway. So you're out, do whatever you do. Too bad she didn't smoke or something. She could have gone outside.
With Kenny and had a couple heaters during break time. I doubt the mayor's sincerity.
How do you go from... No, really. How do you go from sticking sports person of the day into an envelope to making at least $700,000 a year on the sidelines?
Yeah, at least.
Well, now she's hosting the
morning show. What the hell happened to us?
NFL Network.
Why wasn't that us?
No, did she get the NFL?
Yeah, she's been doing that for a while now.
Wow.
Hey, Jamie, put this in that.
She's hosting the most popular show in America for the most popular league. Thanks to our. I used to see her at the fair all the time, but now she's got kids and she's married and all that stuff. She used to come out to the fair with her mom all the time.
I think she'd slip us a note of kindness once in a while.
I think I know where the turn happened.
Here's the pitch.
No, don't.
Boof glaring in. Wide. Inside, not wide. Inside ball.
I think he called it a strike.
He did?
Didn't he? What's he raising his hand for? It looked like a strike to me.
One and one.
You know what this team needs? You and I in the booth.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because people would not.
I have notes about the freeway.
All right, St. Pete, listen to me right now.
People would not be talking about how rotten the Twins are. Yeah.
Listen to these two hunyucks doing the game.
Yeah, you know what you won't hear? You won't hear sweeper, and you won't hear barrel.
Oh, no.
Oh, we have a suggestion for adding something to the list, if you'll just bear with me for a moment. Okay. It came from...
It was Bert.
Bert.
Yeah.
Royce List in the subject line. I'm being presumptuous here, but I would guess that we can include Vikings training camp TV coverage on Patrick's list of dislikes. I know it's on mine.
I don't know. I've never watched it, so.
No, just the whole concept.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it's Fox 9 is airing Vikings training
what's
camp.
What's the show? What is it?
2 hours.
Of watching them.
I think it's Thursday at 2.
One of their plus stations?
Thursday
at
2.
No, it's on the 9.
Okay. Thursday at 2 in the afternoon? Who in the hell is around to watch it?
Watch it have a higher number than the World Series coverage locally.
It probably will have,
Now, why did your paper do the right thing for a change? They had the money one in the 3M.
The only time.
I like when they have the money one. Otherwise, I got to look it up.
Because the money run is more interesting now than it's ever been.
Yeah.
Because they make so damn much.
Nice little million four.
1-4 to win. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So...
Well, that's enough. That's enough. Yeah. The hell with them.
What are you going to do if you guys get a call?
What's going on at the Chad Hansen Dinner Theater?
30th anniversary of Garage Logic. You're more than welcome to swing by.
When is that?
2 weeks
Monday
from tonight.
Monday night, August 14th.
2 weeks from
Monday
tonight.
Monday night, August 14th.
And 76% of the tickets are gone. Not 75. 76%.
Roscoe does not mess around when it comes to figures.
You get the exact number.
Oh, by the way, thrill of my life here, if I remember.
What's that?
9 a.m. tomorrow, I got a guest appearance on Roscoe's podcast.
Wow.
I didn't know he had a podcast.
Well, now you do.
Who's Roscoe?
Ross Brendel.
You know Ross, the guy that we deal with daily here?
Hey, I didn't know he had a podcast.
For $1 million.
By the way, out of the blue yesterday, Ryan Stensas is on our paper, usually an online guy, but he's out covering the golf. Brian Stensas popped up with a big red star on my contacts as the person to contact should there be an emergency on his phone. So he joins Jonathan Harrison, who was who does our soccer show now. Yeah. It used to be. Those are my two emergency contacts if I'm laying dead in the street.
If somebody finds Ricey,
somebody finds
toes up.
Hey, Jonathan, can you come down from Aiken?
Can you come identify the body?
Wait, is it pops up automatically on your contacts?
Well, somehow
I don't have anybody.
Somehow,
yeah, I do. I got a kid I used to have has got a star.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know how that got there. I didn't put it there.
I bet the kid put that on
Greg
there.
Greg Holcomb's got a star.
Oh, here we go.
The artist, he's moving to Florida.
What the hell good is he going to do here?
You guys had asked a question earlier about the difference between you and Jamie. I think the last 4 minutes of conversation has clearly explained why that
yeah, we don't talk about that on the NFL and on the NFL show. Yeah, Jonathan's been the Lone Ranger as my emergency contact for like 5 years. He's been gone for the station for about four, right? I don't know how the hell he became my emergency
Greg
contact.
Greg Holcomb, why is he my... He's not even here.
Oh my God! We could have saved his life if we didn't call these. If we didn't
he didn't
these.
Answer.
We could have saved him, but his starred people never heard of him.
And one of them's living in Florida.
You know, I'd come there, Such, but I'm too far away.
Yeah, that's a shame. I wish I could help.
Should we go into life-saving procedures or not? What do I do?
Fred, I'm halfway across the country.
All right.
Good enough.
It. Yeah. Goodbye. All right. Goodbye.
This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seen in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did, and don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.